podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. Today's going to be a big day for the Sixers. Here I am. I'm in beautiful Washington, D.C. The Sixers are going to play the Washington Wizards tonight at the Verizon Center, and the second of two preseason games that they'll have against each other. And, it's going to be a big test for the Sixers, I guess. Another dress rehearsal, so you speak, for two guys who are basically, let's face it, basically battling for the starting point guard role. And those two guys would be T.J. McConnell and Sergio Rodriguez. You know, and the reason why they're in this predicament is just because of, Jared Bayless has a messed up wrist, left wrist. And he probably won't be on the team, but he won't be the opening day starter. He's a guy who missed much of the preseason due to this wrist. And when he does come back, you have to believe that he's going to step right in and become the starter. But, as of right now, you need someone to assume that role until he gets back. Now, the biggest debate that's been going on in the city is who's going to get it. And it's weird because, there's a lot of people saying that they think it's going to be Rodriguez. Let's face it, Rodriguez is maybe a little bit more of an athlete. He has more pizzazz than T.J. McConnell. He's the type of guy that he'll be on SportsCenter for producing highlights more so than a T.J. McConnell. He'll leave the game and you look at his stat line and it's like, wow, this guy has 8 assists and 0 turnovers. And then you'll watch T.J. play and you'll say, what is this guy giving me? I'm not looking at a lot of points. He'll have some assists. But basically he's a hard-nosed, gritty guy. He's more of a role player who people in the locker room love, but you're not going to see too many highlights from him. But so what do? Do the Sixers go after the guy who's going to give you the dimes, the guy who's going to bring the excitement, the guy who's already becoming a fan favorite? Or are you going to go after the guy, the unheralded guy, who basically, all he knows to do is just, go full throttle on every play, run through brick walls, and just win? I think the Sixers are going to go with McConnell. And it's obvious to me. The reason being is if you look at it, Brett Brown, who is the Sixers head coach, of course, he says a lot of great things, about Sergio. He talks about his playmaking ability. He says that when he's on the floor, he makes the bigs better. He talks about his shooting, how it helps. He just goes on and on and on and on about Sergio. But then you say to him, okay, that's great. But does that mean that he's going to supplant TJ as the starter in the next preseason game? And Brett says, oh no, TJ's starting. And to me, that's the biggest giveaway right there. Now, who knows? Maybe he may decide to say, I want to see what Sergio can do with the starting unit. and see what TJ can do coming off the bench. But the fact that he says, oh no, TJ's still starting, leads me to believe that TJ will be the opening day starter. And secondly, another thing is that you have to factor in is that TJ McConnell would not be a 76er if it wasn't for Brett Brown. And what I mean by that is that last year TJ was an undrafted player. But when throughout the whole draft process, he came out and he worked out with the Sixers twice. Brett Brown fell in love with him. Brett Brown looked at TJ and he sees him, a guy who reminded him of himself as a young guy growing up. They're both sons of coaches. They were both like unheard point guards, so to speak. And they both have that toughness. You know, it's funny. And they're both like blue-collar type of guys, right? So Brett, when he looks at TJ, he's comfortable with him, like more so than he is with any other point guard that he has on his roster. Now, again, I'm talking about the active roster. I'm not included Bayless, because if Bayless was healthy, he would be there, and it would be no discussion of who the starter is going to be. But you know, there's a comfort level that Brett has with TJ. Also, another thing that Brett really loves is he loves that TJ is a great defender. Now, if you know anything about Brett Brown, it's like you ask him all types of questions like, Brett, what do you want to see from your team today? You know, this is the fourth preseason game. Is there anything new that you want to see? And all he goes back to the same thing is defense, defense, defense. You know, scoring points are great, but Brett wants somebody out there who can defend. And that's what McConnell can do. Now, Sergio, it seems like, you know, for as good of an offensive player he is, he struggles a little bit on the defensive end. He's not a solid, good defender. And that's not a knock on him. It is what it is. Secondly, Brett will tell you that TJ has a tenacity that separates him from a lot of point guards in this league. So when you see those two things, you'll say to yourself, like, this is the type of guy that Brett Brown wants. And let's face it, it's his second year in his system, and he knows exactly what Brett wants to do, more so than a Sergio Rodriguez. Now, okay, but then you say, but let's get back to getting Joel Embiid involved. Let's get back into, you know, getting the ball. Who's going to get the ball to Okafor when he returns, Jahlil Okafor? Or who's going to throw the lobs to Nerlens Noel? Who's going to bring the excitement? The Sixers need the excitement. True. That's all true. But the thing is, it's like, and then, you know, hey, Sergio, he had a game, what was it, on Saturday at the Cleveland Cavaliers, where I'm telling you, he was phenomenal. He had a game where he had 8 assists and 0 turnovers. After that game, everyone says, oh no, he's the point guard. He has to go, you know, I mean, you know, he has to go and become the starter. TJ McConnell, like, has to, like, you know, go to the bench. We can't have this. We can't have this. Okay. Then the next game, Sergio comes out. The next game was Tuesday night at Memphis. Sergio comes out with 7 turnovers and 2 assists. Now, again, you know, somewhere he's, I'm not saying he's as good as 8 assists and 0 turnovers, or 2 or as bad as 2 assists and 7 turnovers. He's somewhere in between. You know, you have your highs, you have your lows. So it's hard to get really high when you see, so really excited when you see him have these phenomenal games. And I'm not going to come here and trash him when he has these bad games. So only thing I can do is I can really just base off what these two guys have been doing this season. And when you look at their stats, for as good as Sergio has been, it's one of those things where both of these guys have been similar. And TJ has been basically had the upper hand. If you think about it, okay, here we go. Through four preseason games, Rodriguez is averaging 7 points, 5.2 assists, 2.2 rebounds, 1.2 steals, and 3 turnovers in 21.9 minutes. The 6'3", 175-pounder is only making 33.3% of his shots, and he has made 5 of 23-pointers. So you see the guy is, he shoots the ball a lot, like, from threes. He's just throwing it up there, you know? So then you come back, and then you talk about McConnell, right? So McConnell is averaging 9.8 points, 4.8 assists, 3.3 rebounds, 1.8 steals, and 3.2 turnovers in 25.5 minutes. The 6'2", 186-pounder is shooting 51.7% on the floor, including making 2 of 3 three-pointers. So as you see it, it's like their statistics are similar. You know, they both have around the same turnovers. Rodriguez has slightly more assists. Slightly. I mean, you know, slightly. TJ is averaging more points. You know, he doesn't take as many threes. Actually, he doesn't take a lot at all. But he's only taken 3, but he's made 2 of the 3. So he's shooting from a high percentage. Higher than Sergio. I mean, and that's a little hard to really judge when one guy makes attempts 20, the other guy attempts 3. But you get my point. So, you know, it just seems like McConnell is more steady than Rodriguez at this time. You know, and you know, he's a guy who he's a guy who is going to go under the radar. He's not going to have these flashy games. He's not going to be the guy on SportsCenter. You know, we're not going to, after the game, everybody's not going to parade around this locker room and talk about that behind-the-back pass and all the lobs you throw in the game. But what he is he's better than what you expect. And what you think and what people give him credit for. Another thing is that, you know, he like we pointed out before, he's gritty. You know, he goes balls to the wall. You know, he's he's just a phenomenal guy when it comes down to heart. Now, and I also think he also has gone up against the better point guards. You know, as the starter, he had to go up against Boston's Isaiah Thomas. He had to go up against Memphis's Mike Conley. He had to go up against Cleveland's Kyrie Irving. So if you see this, Conley isn't an all-star. The other two were. But you can make a case for Conley being an all-star. Heck, I mean, the way he got this payday this offseason, you know, I'm pretty sure people in Memphis are saying, look, bruh, it's time for you to become an all-star. So, you know, I'm just saying, it's like, you know, it's kind of, you know, when you want to compare these stats, you have to say, like, okay, yeah, the stats are similar, but TJ has been going up against elite point guards. And then there has been some people who criticize him, say, hey, look at the turnovers he has. But you know, he's going up against Kyrie Irving, Conley, and Isaiah Thomas. So you know, it's like it's all relative. You know, I kind of believe that if he was coming in late in the game and going up against, you know, backups or certain guys who basically, you know, are trying to just make a roster spot, that he would excel, you know. But my thing is, with all the things that I told you, all the statistics that I have, I relayed to you, you know, I have to believe that T.J. McConnell is going to be the opening day starter if Jared Bayless will be unable to go. And it really appears that Jared Bayless will be unable to go. So, you know, I'm not going to say that I have a lot of inside information on that at this particular time, but my hunch is that it's going to be McConnell. You know, hey, I just wanted to, you know, thank you for listening to this podcast, and have a great Thursday. Make sure that you come back tomorrow and listen to it so we can give you a little game recap. You know, a lot of it is going to be, everybody wants to know what Joel Embiid does. I'm pretty sure Gerald Henderson is going to probably have another solid game. And we also need to dissect what these two point guards that we've been discussing are going to do. Now, the thing about this podcast, this is your source for the Philadelphia 76ers. We come to you every day about the Sixers with updated info. We give you the best information that you have. And, hey, I'm not afraid to say that we have the best podcast on the Sixers. Now, the thing is, there's also some other great podcasts on the Locked On Network. So many that I, you know, hate to name some for failure that I'm going to miss a few. But what you need to do is, it'd be best for you to subscribe to the as many podcasts as you can on the Locked On Network. And like you said, we're one of the few podcasts around that come to you 5 days a week. So it means it's like, you know, you can just come back and get as much information you can, you know, on a daily basis on the teams and the team and teams that you prefer. So do yourself a favor and subscribe to that. You can catch me on Audioboom. You can catch me on iTunes. And you can go to philly.com and go to my Sixers page, Sixers Now and the Sixers page, and click on the link and you can listen to my podcast. So again, this is Keith Pompey from Locked On Sixers. I appreciate you guys for listening to me, and have a wonderful Thursday, and I'll chat with you guys tomorrow.
Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.